sugar maple, elm, and gum, pine, and cedar.
Gum, maybe. Do you have that tree that'll grow in the creek bottoms? The one I'm thinking of has a whitish or olive-colored bark.
Sycamore and cottonwood. Yes, we have a lot of those.
Any cherry trees?
Wild cherry, yes. There's a lot of wild cherry trees.
Do you have those... Well, what would you call a place where brush grew is thick?
Thicket.
Do you have thickets of that bush that has, 8 or 9 fingers on each leaf, and up on top of the stalk there'll be a cluster of berries. They'll turn brown. I know this isn't a very good description.
No, I don't believe.
Is that shoemake? Or?
Yes, shoemake.
I know you have that vine with 3 leaves.
Poison oak, poison ivy.
Is there a difference between those two?
The difference that I distinguish between the two, the ivy is a more of a vine. It's a vine that climbs. However, the poison oak will climb, but it will also grow on the ground like we seen yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And if you're allergic to those things, what do they make you do?
Itch, burn.
What would you call a group of trees in open country?
A grove.
What's a special word for land where scrubby oak grows?
No, I can't recall a special word for it.
In terms of relationship, Mrs. Waters is...
gone, away, or
well, terms
vacationing.
Of relationship, what is she to you?
She is my wife.
And you are?
Her husband.
A woman whose husband is dead is a?
Widow.
And Mr. Waters was your?
Father.
What did you usually call him?
When we were children, we called him Papa. Papa. In later years, we called him Dad.
And your mother?
Mama. Our mama, and in later years we referred to her as mother.
And he and she were your?
Mother and father.
And your mother and father together, you say those are your?
Parents.
Your father's father was your?
Grandfather.
What did you call him?
Grandpa.
And your father's mother was your?
Grandma. Grandma and grandpa.
And if there were a Miss Waters, she would be your?
Aunt.
Well, I was thinking of a descendant of you and your wife. You had, well, let's...
Oh, she would be a daughter-in-law.
Uh-huh. And she would not be a boy, she would be a... This is silly. Girl.
Girl.
I wonder if I should go put that other piece of ice in the chest. I bet it's melted down now, so we'll get it.